Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What have I been right about? Well, everything. And yes, I am bragging, spiking the proverbial football. And guess what, folks? I'm not the only one. You too may be bragging with me because you are fed up with the submissive, turn-the-other-cheek nonsense that we continue to do year after year, decade after decade, as Democrats and other leftists run roughshod over this country and specifically over you. Now look, you could take it. You're big boys and girls. Yeah, only two genders on this radio show. But your children, your grandchildren, what world are you going to leave them if you don't do something about it? And that's why we're here. So welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Thank you guys for paying attention. You know, it's funny. Our numbers always fall off at the beginning of the year. It's strange. I don't get it. I don't know whether it's Google or I'm sure it is social media because Lord knows they don't want this voice. They don't want these ideas leaking out there. They don't want this level of common sense being applied across America and, dare I say, the world. Thank you, Africa, for making me number one there. That's a joke. I don't know if I'm number one in Africa, but I figure I must be. Anyway, lie after lie, folks, being revealed in all facets of life. Academic. Academics are lying to you. They're lying to your children. Corporate America, lying to you. They've been taught to lie. They've been trained to lie. Now, I'm telling you, they're getting their due. They're getting the outcome of their lies because I mentioned the other day they're cutting back on their diversity people because they got to focus on what was that word? Hold on a minute. Profits? Yeah, what they've learned is that these HR clowns, these social justice people persons that they've hired in all facets of life, from the Latinx to the blacks to the LGBT to whatever special interest, has nothing to do with their products and making a good product or service. It's fat. It's waste, and it's costing America not only money in these payrolls, these bloated payrolls that they pay these morons. They go in and go, well, listen, we need more diversity, inclusion, and equity so we can D-I-E die. That's what they're, thank you for coming in with these amazing ideas about let's cater to the transgender and let's let everybody pick their pronouns. And that has so much to do with making waffles. Well, welcome to the party, pal. So they're laying these people off. Why? Because we told them, we don't care how many gay people, how many blacks, how many Guatemalan midgets you hire. What we care about is your product. Can you focus on, well, Kevin, we, in the spirit of making the product better, we need more diversity of our product. Our waffles need to be rainbow colored. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's so funny to watch. And you know what? I just wish I had a business competing against every one of these. Well, our product is sustainable. It's made in sustainable price, which means you're charging me more. And you got to advertise the heck out of it. Because instead of the product getting good word of mouth, you got to charge. For every pair of raggedy socks we create, we give a pair to the homeless. So who cares? I told you before, when I heard that commercial, I was like, so you're charging me double? Because you want to please the homeless? Look, I get it. Homeless need socks. Let me tell you, there is no shortage of clothes in this country. I swear to you, there's not. Go to Macy's. Go to any of the big retailers. And at some point in the year, I'm telling you, I know this to be true. They throw away clothes and they cut them just like along the legs or whatever so they can't be resold. But homeless people can get jackets, socks, coats, whatever. You want to eat? Stand out in the back of a McDonald's like one of my friends did, a former Supreme Court member of Arizona, when he was growing up. And he says, Kevin, my family, We stood at the back of McDonald's waiting for them to throw food away. I know humility. If you want to eat in America, I mean, I'm not trying to tell you you need to dumpster dive, but there are people who do. There are people who will do what it takes to survive. And let me tell you, I will never forget, I was, I don't know where how it ended up happening, but somebody told me, Kevin, you got to go to Macy's or Bloomingdale's or whatever and see what they've done. And I went there, and we were picking out clothes. It was great clothes, but they throw them away. And I went to the buyer, and I said, why are you guys doing this? We could give these to the homeless. And the buyer says, we're not allowed to. Once the clothes don't sell, they don't go back to the factory, we are required to cut them, and we toss them. I'm talking stuff that was really nice. Name brand stuff. So, you know, again, pivoting back to the woke crowd, forget them. That's just a joke. It's a fad. It can't sustain itself because let me tell you something. Somebody's going to manufacture it and it ain't going to be woke. Do you think the Chinese that are manufacturing these products at pennies on the dollar are worried about woke? Well, Kevin, they don't worry about anything, the environment. Okay, thank you for that nice segue, persons, Kevin's other voice, because that is exactly right. They're not worried about the environment. They're not worried about whatever. You know what they're worried about? Getting your American dollar into their economy. I want to get to J6 because that's been the biggest news, but I'm just telling you guys, I'm spiking the football on everything, and so are you. You're sick of it. Lie after lie being revealed. As I said, there's not any part of your life that is not touched by the lies of Democrats. It could be medicine. Oh, don't get me started on COVID. It could be, as I said, academics. Maybe we'll get a chance. We'll talk about some of these fake minorities. There's more fake minorities. There's a new Rachel Dolezal, in case you haven't heard. But what are we learning about this J6 stuff? Now that we've gotten the video is coming out. I don't know if you saw the one with the cops saying, man, they set us up. They set us up. These MFs set us up. Guy's cursing because he's saying, I don't know what he's really saying, but he's saying they set them up to fail. They set them up to just be a part of this nonsense. But I've never seen a cop land on scene and go, we've been set up, man. We've been set up. They know. They knew. These cops knew this is a ruse. One video I saw, the lady goes, why are you pushing us into the Capitol? We're not trying to get in. And the dude who had an earpiece on is the one who's doing it. Who's that guy? Was he investigated? They geo-tracked everybody. Nothing came out of it. J6, folks, was a ruse, and we're about to prove it. Sit tight, folks. Great show.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We're going to cover J6 in this hour, but I'm going to also remind you of the things that are also other ruses and stuff that came up that we talked about before. We knew it was a lie. We knew that the left were pulling their shenanigans. Maybe you've forgotten about them, or maybe it's been covered up because of what do we got? Well, we got the Twitter files. We got the Hunter Biden laptop. We got Joe Biden as the big guy. We got money being, I don't know, milked into Ukraine. What do you call it? Funneled into Ukraine that I think has to do with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's family connections and stuff there, or business connections there. We've got all kinds of things happening right before our eyes. And it makes us forget some of the other things. But there are people that have been talking about this stuff, talking about all these different things that are going on, the cheating in elections and, you know, various other stuff. Who's been complicit in it? Why haven't we gotten more people arrested than the FBI and the CIA and all these other people that colluded in this stuff? And, oh, by the way, how did Fetterman, how's he doing? Anybody talked about Fetterman in a while, the guy that checked himself in because he's depressed, the senator? How's he doing? A lot of people, like the entire U.S. media, lied about John Fetterman's obvious medical problems in order to get him elected to the Senate. Here we are. Of course, we're wishing him the best. Don't wish him ill at all. But this may be the fruit of lying. Dr. Mark Siegel did not lie about this. Back in November, he pointed out that the likelihood Fetterman could have serious complications in office was very high.
Fetterman himself has said that his stroke was due to a blood clot from the heart. That is very significant. Greater than 60% chance that someone like Fetterman, with a heart in his condition, having had a stroke, will either have a recurrence or won't survive the term.
So there he lies on Fetterman. And by the way, that was before Fetterman checked himself in for his depression. So they elected a guy who cannot serve, is not serving, isn't doing the citizens of Pennsylvania or the citizens of America any good. But that's okay. They won, right? Woohoo! We won! What about the balloons? We had balloons flying all over this country willy-nilly. We got Joe Biden shooting them down. Here's him telling us how safe we are now because he acted quickly.
They're reporting to me daily and will continue their urgent efforts to do so, and I will communicate that to the Congress. We don't yet know exactly what these three objects were, but nothing right now suggests they were related to China's spy balloon program or that they were surveillance vehicles from any other country. The intelligence community's current assessment is that these three objects were most likely balloons tied to private companies, recreation or research institutions studying weather or conducting other scientific research.
That coming from the guy who wouldn't go to Ohio, but decided he'd go to Kiev, Ukraine, give away many, many more millions of your dollars, adding to the billions he's already given away in order to cover up what he actually did, what Hunter's actually done to keep that information from going public. But it's only taken a couple of weeks before somebody says, hey, let's send somebody from the administration to where American citizens are dying. He gives away millions and billions of dollars while we have homeless veterans. We have police officers' children who have lost their mothers and fathers and won't be, you know, having trouble surviving. We have people sleeping in the streets, people who can't get medicines because of inflation, etc. People who can't heat or cool their homes because they can't afford it under Joe Biden. But he can give away billions of your dollars overseas. We're going to get back to J6, I promise you. Just giving you some idea. And oh, by the way, let me remind you of the guy, the brain situation with the guy who's actually pulling the strings in all of this, who's the puppet, you know, the puppet of the puppet master, who's saying all the things that somebody's telling him to say. Here's him reading the teleprompter about something else that he's lying about.
Would we respond? Or would we look the other way? Would we be strong? Or would we be weak? Would we, all of our allies, be united or divided?
Did you catch that? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. An embarrassment. And you know, look, I don't care who this would. If this were Trump, I would be telling you this. I would be saying, what an embarrassment. If he let the Chinese fly balloons across our country, if he gave billions of dollars to the Ukraine, if he couldn't put two words together and make that kind of a word sandwich, I'd be saying the same thing. This has nothing to do with politics. This has everything to do with, is this really who you want leading our country? Wow. Leftist, you are insane. And, oh, by the way, the secret is out, Adam Schiff. We know what's happened. We know why you're scared. You're scared because the word is leaking out about what's happened with J6. Here's one of the protesters, and here's pay attention to the little piece behind him, because there's a lady talking to somebody else, and they're talking about these people being paid. He's giving his testimony on a camera, you know, like it's a selfie, and behind him you can hear other people saying, so you were paid? You were paid? But here's this protester.
I just left the protest at the Capitol building, and I got a big bruise on my leg. I had a difficult time pulling off the act that I was paid to do, and process that I was paid.
And you also told them to come and be wild. And I hope that's not too philosophical.
To pretend to protest.
That's a great question.
Today.
You know, in my experience, you know, I've worked at the agency for 33 years. And
I can't say by who, but I will just say that it's a...
These kinds of situations that I've watched in other countries.
Organized.
So this guy makes a video. This is one of the J6 videos. They don't put that out there. They don't tell you that. During the very open J6 hearings, you know, where they're going to get to the bottom of this. But here's the little piece that you can hear in the background. He's not the only one. Listen to this part. So we amplified it a bit so you could hear. Told them to come and be wild. So while he's saying this, there's a reporter or somebody saying there are people that are saying this. We were told to come here and be wild. Folks, look, you're bright. Many of you are smarter than I am. You know what's happened here. You know why Adam Schiff is scared shiftless in order to let this information get out, because we're going to learn what we already know. That the Democrats orchestrated a coup against Trump, and then, knowing that people were going to be upset about it and want to march about it peacefully, which is our right as citizens, they orchestrated all this. They set it up. I don't know if you remember one of Trump's rallies in Chicago. I remember this one distinctly. They talked about the hooligans are out, the Trump people are beating people up. And as it turned out, it was the Democrats who paid thugs to come out and start beating people up. This, people need to go to prison over this stuff. We do not live in a democratic republic. We live in a place where a few elites are calling the shots.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. 1 year into the war between Russia and Ukraine, we've learned a lesson about the state of Russia's military.
We've been astonished at how incompetent and corrupt and ineffective the Russian armed forces have been.
Retired U.S. Army General Barry McCaffrey says the war also shows that from President Zelensky to civilians who've become battlefield commanders, leadership counts. Hundreds of thousands remain without power thanks to the storm that's blasted the Midwest, and today's expected to be the worst of it in Southern California. Blizzard warnings are up for the mountains east of Los Angeles and San Diego. Commerce Department says sales of new single-family homes rose by more than 7% last month. Ford says the plant that makes the F-150 Lightning electric truck will stay shut down. Fires in the Korean-made batteries have been an issue. Ford says the subcontractor is addressing the problem. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We got a lot of ruses to uncover. The Fauci stuff. Fauci's emails condemn him. I mean, they do. I'm talking about Twitter file stuff. We've got Twitter files on Adam Schiff's team saying don't let certain information get out. They literally were shutting us down, shutting down truth. And, of course, we've got the J6 ruse, which is being exposed right now. I saw a report on Brnovich here in Arizona that said he hid information that there was no election cheating. They will do anything, man. The left wants you to believe everything's squeaky clean. We are just conspiracy theorists that, you know, we have too much time on our hands. That's why we're doing this. We're starting all this stuff because we got too much time on our hands. It isn't because we can exercise common sense and we look at things and go, that's not even humanly possible. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the top story of the week, if not the century, if not our lifetimes. There's a lot to pick from, but certainly January 6th videos is at the top because the left proposes that we, good solid citizens of the world, went to D.C. on a whim, on a conspiracy theory, in order to oust the newly elected, supposedly, you know, lawfully elected guy, Joe Biden, who won by 81 million votes. And we went there unarmed so we could break into the Capitol and create a riot and an insurrection, which we've never done. Meanwhile, while all that was going on, Black Lives Matter's beating the crap out of people, killing cops. Antifa's beating the crap out of people, killing cops, bringing, you know, setting up little areas of towns where you can't even go unless you, I mean, it was hell in Portland, in Seattle, in these places. And they're saying we were the insurrectionists. And what these videos will prove, and already starting to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt, and I did hear my voice crack, but what it will prove, is, pardon me, is that these people are liars. They will do and say anything to try to make the general public believe their BS. And here's the sad part. It works because there's not enough of us pushing back. And it's not just us at the base level of the pyramid here. Where are these Republican leaders? You have people like McCarthy who bought into this nonsense. McConnell who bought into this stuff. And now they want to try to, well, I released the videos. I mean, I did it. These J6 videos are almost as good as the Twitter files. I don't, quite frankly, maybe at the same level. If you happen to Google News or go to Google News, you would not see J6 anywhere above the fold. I looked. on the day that this story was probably the biggest story out there. And there were some big ones. Joe Biden screwing up in Ukraine and Poland. Pete Buttigieg not responding to toxic waste going all over one of our great states. This particular one being Iowa. I'm sorry, Ohio. Literally, California's weird weather was the top of my Google News feed on that day. The day after the video started surfacing. The next attempt to get our eyes off the ball came when Buttigieg was put on blast for the train derailments in Ohio. I'm telling you what is not being talked about. J6, the next story down was Buttigieg. Oh, he's GOP is mad at him because he didn't do anything in Ohio. I bet you there's some Ohioans that are mad at him too. He's apparently frustrated, Buttigieg is, that Republicans want to hold him responsible for transportation when a train derails, and multiple trains have derailed, by the way. But as one of the memes I saw said, Buttigieg said, he'll make sure that the people who clean up that mess have the proper amount of minority representation. My favorite headline, though, was, what to expect in the second year of the Russia-Ukraine war. So, while we're trying to get to the bottom of what is supposed to be the democracy in the balance, and the Democrats, by the way, are all screaming at the transparency of letting these videos be shown, and you can't find anything on any media. It's being squelched by Google and these guys. I've seen video after video that shows me that something's going on here, but no. 2 days after the news broke, these guys wrote, Fox News host Tucker Carlson received access to tens of thousands of hours of J6 U.S. Capitol surveillance footage. House Speaker McCarthy opened up about why he made the disclosure. I promise, McCarthy told the New York Times. I was asking the press about these tapes. I said, they do belong to the American public. I think Sunshine lets everyone make their own judgment. Completely agree. We pay for the government. We pay for this nonsense. We pay for this stupid committee for the Democrats to play CYA. We want all the evidence. Let us make the decisions. And you know every single one of these powerful Democrats. Oh, I can't believe they did it. Let me ask you. I got a question for you people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Do you honestly believe that the Democrats care who those the tapes went to? If they'd gone to Mark Levin, would they have said, he's a terrible person, he's not news? If they'd gone to Brett Baer, name me somebody that, I mean, not that Brett Baer is a conservative, by the way, but if they'd gone to anybody, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, name me somebody on the right that they wouldn't be saying the identically same thing that they're saying about Tucker Carlson. This is not going to be fair. How dare they? No way. We can't let this happen. Blah, blah, blah. Here's one of them talking about it right now.
I think there are two parts of this that are deeply concerning. One, of course, is the security part. But the other is, like, what can they practically do with this, right? It's 44,000 hours of footage. There's a lot in there. Can they actively establish a counter-narrative, a visual counter-narrative that will go against what the January 6th committee has presented to the American public? I mean, do you think that's possible?
Not in any complete way. But remember, what we see from these Republicans in the current investigations, you know, I'm on the Oversight Committee, I'm on the Subcommittee
on the weaponization of the federal government.
Right, and what they are trying to accomplish, and they did this a little bit with the impeachment investigation, is a 30-second soundbite that can be then used and spun a web to create an alternative universe. So is it possible that they could cherry-pick 30 seconds of video and use that as the basis for a completely fictional narrative? Yes, of course, because it's what they do every day. So the possibilities for someone like Tucker Carlson, who has no relationship with the truth, is to cherry pick various portions of it, try to weave it together to create a false narrative that can then go through the right-wing ecosphere.
So what they're claiming, the Democrats, is that there's a security issue here with these tapes getting out. I don't know what kind of national security implications are there with these tapes getting out. What are we going to discover? Are we going to discover that a bunch of terrorists were in the midst? I'm not talking about the so-called American terrorists. I mean, I'm talking about Middle Eastern terrorists. What are we going to find? Everything for them is a ruse. Then the second thing was, could they maybe establish a separate narrative? A visual counter-narrative to the J6 committee. That's their concern. And would that visual counter-narrative be something that's legit? And the guy immediately goes, oh, not possible, not in a complete way. See, they got to tell you, there's no way to do it. And by the way, all of this is just the right wing's attempt to delegitimize Joe Biden as president and to delegitimize this so-called riot and insurrection that occurred where not a single person fired a shot except the Capitol Hill police officer who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt. So McCarthy said he's going to release him. He says because he was looking to release these tapes because he felt like they were being politicized. He believed this had been fomented by Nancy Pelosi. In other words, here's the thing. The Democrats have had these tapes in their possession. They've been doing exactly what this guy said, cherry picking pieces of it. And they've been doing it for the better part of now 2 years. Or certainly the better part of a year. And now they're upset that you're going to get to discern the evidence for yourself. Now, I don't know about you. If I'm not guilty of something, I want you. Have you ever seen somebody that's truly not guilty? Like, we got video of you. I'd love to see. Bring the video. They get indignant. Bring it. Show me the video. Now, there's going to come a day with AI and all this deep fake where people aren't going to be able to say that. But right now, you can say it. I dare you to. It's like me. I dare you to produce anything involving drugs where I was involved. I dare you. Find anything. Because it doesn't exist. So if somebody says, Kevin, we know you were with drugs in your briefcase. I tell you what. Find my fingerprints on it. Show me where I packed the bag. You, whatever evidence you have, show me. I'm fair game for all of it. But in almost all cases, Democrats never want the evidence shown.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV censorship of Newsmax continues. AT&T owns DirecTV, and they continue carrying 22 liberal news channels, but they just canceled Newsmax. With OAN gone, that's two conservative channels AT&T has removed in the past year. Newsmax is the fourth highest-rated cable news channel, with great hosts like Greg Kelly, Chris Salcedo, Rob Schmidt, Mike Huckabee, and more. Now, millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, and former President Trump urge you to cancel DirecTV and AT&T services. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you oppose censorship and support Newsmax, you can also call 877-NEWSMAX. We'll tell you how you can help. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He says stand up against AT&T for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The freak show by the name of Sam Brenton was spotted on his social media in designer clothes. And as it turns out, those designer clothes had been stolen from a bag that was reported missing. You know, oh, this bag was, you know, the airline's missing the bag. Well, it was reported stolen in 2018. This guy's been stealing clothes for years, stealing bags for years. And the designer goes, I can prove you this is a one-of-a-kind design. So she finds a dress that this freak show Sam Brenton's wearing. And then she starts going through his Facebook page and she's showing other designs that she did that this guy got from the bag.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. We're talking J6, but we're also talking all the metaphors of the Biden administration, leftism, Democrats, name it. I can go on all day. There were girls in the UK who were protesting the rape of a female student by a Muslim immigrant. And they're saying, enough is enough. And the girls are saying the same things that we're saying here. They are more concerned about us protesting than they are about protecting the citizens of the UK. These girls who are being brutalized by men who do not care about women. And what is the left going to tell you? We have concern for women. We're the founders of the Me Too movement. No, you're the creators of the Me Too movement because your guys, the people that you let be, you know, the Weinsteins of the world, the Epsteins of the world, and these Muslim men are the reason the Me Too movement exists. It is not because of conservative men. I'm just giving you some examples, folks. That's what I do here at the Kevin Jackson Network. 844, let me start over, 844-551-8255. Democrats claim they want transparency, but when Hillary Clinton was asked for her emails, what did she do? She destroyed them. She destroyed her hard drives. She bleached bits stuff. She smashed phones with hammers because that was all in the spirit of transparency. You want to get a record of anything that a Democrat says? We're wide open. You can have the record. Then you got to ask for it through a FOIA request. They deny that. They then take you to court and say you can't have the records. But boy, when they want something, they can get it. They hack it. They get the news media to get it, like Trump's taxes. I can give you many of these examples, folks. You know all about it. This is what they do. They are the king of ruse. Here's Nancy Pelosi explaining it.
And it's a diversionary tactic. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic, and it's self-evident.
Take any story you want. Hunter Biden's laptop. J6. Joe Biden's taxes. Joe Biden's classified documents scandal. Joe Biden's home purchases, Hunter Biden's bank account. Take any one you want and apply what Nancy Pelosi just did. You know what you'll get? You'll get the wrap-up. Joe Biden in Afghanistan, he's a hero. Joe Biden going to Ukraine, giving away billions of your dollars, he's a hero. Joe Biden not going to Ohio, he's a hero. Joe Biden not paying taxes, he's a hero. I could go on. Joe Biden says, I don't know anything about my son's dealings. How would I know that? I mean, he's only my son. He only lives with me. I only talk to him every day. He's only the best guy I know, his words. But he doesn't know. How would I know anything about what my son is doing? So what, he's on Air Force Two, and every time, coincidentally, he goes somewhere, we get something big for the family. I get to buy a new house. But I don't know. Man. How long do we let this go on? So we've got this ruse of J6. The idea that, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of Americans marched on D.C. because we thought the election was stolen. Not a single shot was fired. I don't think there were, of the hundreds of thousands of people, how many of those vicious guns were there? How many were found? Have you heard a story one about an arrest for a gun charge? Anything. But we stormed the Capitol with what? Pitchforks? What do we have in our pocket? Car keys? What were we going to hurt these people with? Just mob violence, huh? These people can sell a narrative. And, you know, here's what's interesting is that we see through it. We see through it immediately. Why are we not discrediting every one of these news sources? I'm not Elon Musk. I don't have this kind of coin. But I'll tell you this. I'm smart enough to say if I had anywhere close to the money that's in politics, I'd go to, I would have dirt on every one of these journalists. I would know everything they do, every piece of dirt. That's what the Democrats have on them.
Oh, but Kevin Wistus, that's not the way we are.
Well, maybe it's the way we better be. The Democrats are even ready to jettison their own when the time comes. Look at Al Franken. You know, this guy fights his way to complete leftist. Hollywood born and bred. And over a picture of him, like, pretending to cup a woman's breast in a picture from years ago. That's what got him kicked out of the Senate. That, they will sacrifice their own if they need to. I don't know how much invested they are with the big guy, because they're going to have to sacrifice him too. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer weighed in on Kevin McCarthy moving to, you know, giving the footage of the January 6th over to Fox. He called it a grave mistake to give it to host Tucker Carlson. And I asked in a previous segment, who could he have given it to that Chuck Schumer would have said, well, okay, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that person getting it. Who do you think on the right he could have given that to? You know the answer. He goes on to say this. The speaker is needlessly exposing the Capitol complex to one of the worst security risks since 9/11. He wants us to believe that, with that footage, the bad guys will know how to get in and out of the Capitol. And then he said, well, now they know how Congress is safeguarded. People could attack us. We don't know. The security dangers, that's what they're all saying. I played clip after clip, played a clip of one of the guys, one of the people talking about, well, outside of the obvious national security issues, you think people that want to get into the Capitol haven't scoped it out? Yeah, well, that video is going to show how you do it, right? Because it'll show where the doors and the windows are. Anyway, giving someone, they say, as disingenuous as Tucker Carlson exclusive access to this type of sensitive information is a grave mistake by Speaker McCarthy that will only embolden supporters of the big lie and weaken faith in our democracy. Boy, they know how to get those talking points and buzzwords in, right? The democracy, which we're not. The big lie, which is what they're calling this. They're calling the what they call the conspiracy of J6. The people who went there because they think that the election was stolen. But it wasn't stolen. How could they possibly think that? With the preponderance of evidence that proves that it was stolen, how could they possibly want to, say that it was stolen, given all the evidence that supports what they say? Are you not crazy, people? I mean, I'm putting it that way just to show you that it really is that it's that level of lunacy. Schumer accused McCarthy of agreeing to release the footage to, quote, get the votes he needed from the MAGA wing of the House Republican Conference to become Speaker. Well, there's some truth in that. But what I would say to that is, good. Good. If that group is what caused the truth to get out, so be it. Why isn't Chuck Schumer saying this? You know what? We as Democrats and as Americans, we are happy to see this information get out. Quite frankly, it's been far too long. It should not only have been in committee. This should have been available to the public in the spirit of transparency. Are you hearing any Democrat use those words? Of course not. He strongly objects to the material release instead. He says the speaker nor any elected official does not have the right to jeopardize the safety of senators, nor Senate, and the Capitol staff for their own political purposes. Period. Full stop. Yeah.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.